Aranda and Kalkadoon artist Thea Anamara Perkins has been a finalist in the Wynne Prize and three-time finalist in the Archibald Prize. You might have seen the portrait she painted of her aunt, filmmaker Rachel Perkins, in 2021. In it, Rachel is painted up with a public women's ceremonial song from Aranda country. The portrait is emblematic of the beautiful and distinct way Thea memorialises a moment. It's something that can also be seen in a series of four intimate portraits she's produced of photographs from her family's archives. This week, Thea was named the recipient of the 2023 La Prairie Art Award. It supports Australian women artists through an international artist residency, including travelling to Switzerland to attend the Art Basel International Art Fair in June. I spoke with Thea following the announcement to find out what the honour means for her.
My name is Thea Anamara Perkins, and I'm an Aranda and Kalkadoon artist and the recipient of the 2023 La Prairie Art Award.
How did it feel to find out that you were the recipient?
It was totally shocking. I think I spent the whole phone call with my mouth open, and it still is totally surreal, but amazing and very exciting.
This art prize is quite a significant one. You are only the second recipient, last year's having been Atung Atem, who said it wasn't until she was midway through the year that she really realised what she wanted from the award. Is that something you've been thinking about? The kind of the pressure and also the opportunities that are going to come from this year?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be an incredible opportunity, and art making is so important, and it doesn't happen without support. And I really resonated with this award's goals to support women artists and to, you know, to strive for gender parity. But I think on a personal level, it's life-changing in the sense that it'll support me to go and engage internationally with expression and contemporary expression, and but also to have, you know, that time and to be given space to absorb is just so invaluable.
Have you been to an international art fair before?
No, I haven't, and I've never been to Switzerland either, so yeah, it's very exciting.
What are you most looking forward to, or like most sort of excited about in terms of the Art Basel?
Definitely seeing all the art, which sounds obvious, but, you know, it is such a wonderful thing to see things in the flesh, as we, you know, we've definitely learned over, you know, the last years. Yeah, so it'll be really exciting and to hopefully engage with other artists and the art community. Yeah.
It wasn't until very recently that I came to understand the significance of Indigenous art in Switzerland and the popularity. Is it something that you knew about?
I've had an idea of it, but it is always really astounding to see that there is such an appreciation of First Nations art internationally, and I think that they've really kind of engaged with how, you know, bold and dynamic the expression coming out of, you know, First Nations communities is.
Can you tell me about the four paintings in this series?
The four paintings in this series are taken from my family archives, and they are an image from my grandfather's Charles's graduation, holding my mum Hetty, an image of Pop, my mum, and my uncle Adam at Bondi Beach, my Pop and my auntie Rachel at the bungalow in Mbantwa, or the telegraph station, and an image of my two of my sisters, Madeline and Lily, at her birthday party surrounded by family. So to find each image, I pored through my family archives, and they're obviously not chronological, so it was quite a process laying them all out. And then what drew me to a certain image was a certain kind of inspiration, whether it was a mood, an atmosphere, something about the composition, an essence that I tried to draw out in all of these works was this idea of glimmer, which is a term used in psychology that is the opposite of a trigger, and instead is about safety, connection, and belonging. And I really wanted to bring out that idea of glimmer, as I think it reflects the love and strength in First Nations families. And it really is about, responding to the misinformation and misrepresentation that I saw in the media growing up, and presenting the love and strength that has kept our community and culture strong, and putting these instances of glimmer into our collective imagination.
So do you normally paint your portraits from photographs, or you have them sit for you?
I actually really love painting from photography because I find you can get a really good initial kind of drawing, and then from there it's a departure point where you are totally guided by memory and the stories around an image, and that really can sometimes be like an interesting thing to negotiate, because you know a person at a certain period of time, but then you're painting their younger selves, but they still retain a lot of their, like, you know, their features. You know, our mind naturally kind of distorts things, and you know, it'll be whether it's a joyous scene and the colors end up being, you know, really keyed up and saturated, but also it can be a really wonderful thing in the sense of you can imbue your knowledge of that person into their expression and give a wider kind of depiction.
You mentioned your mum is Hetty Perkins, obviously a very well-known art curator. Your aunt, Rachel, was one of the people you've painted. I guess, like, I would love to hear from you about what it has been like to grow up in such a prominent creative family, and what role you think that's had.
I think that, you know, there's these quite big legacies, which can be intimidating at times, but we've also always been encouraged to express ourselves and stand up for ourselves. But also, I think it's been really great to see that, because it was also seeing agency in that you can make a difference and you can do it in your own way. And I think that, you know, art making has always been my natural way of expressing myself, but it's been wonderful to have that support, but also be, you know, surrounded by some really wonderful creatives growing up.
And that has extended into your professional development. I know that you've worked with Tony Albert and Rico Reni, and even just here in Sydney, you were part of the group that restored the 40,000-year memorial. Do you feel that any of these artists have had a particular influence on your style as a painter?
Certainly. I think that there's too many to kind of name a few, but I guess that growing up, because we have a connection to Central Australia and seeing, you know, that amazing movement in art, but then also growing up on the East Coast and seeing what was, you know, happening on the contemporary scene, but also, you know, the more traditional Western art was all very formative to how I practice today. And I consider it a great privilege to have been surrounded by artists growing up and also their amazing works. Yeah, but also I think I've always gravitated towards art, that's part of that kind of truth-telling vein of expression, and have always really admired artists that can do that well.
What is it about portraits that have captured your attention? Like, why do you like painting portraits?
I think I learnt after a while that not to resist compulsion, and I've always had a really strong compulsion to paint portraits. And I think that we've always, you know, as people, been fascinated by images of ourselves, and figurative paintings have been made, you know, since time immemorial. And I think that it's a really powerful communicator and conduit for the things that I want to say. And, you know, it can be a really strong way of taking charge of representation and, you know, presenting people as I see them.
Arinda and Kalkadoon artist Thea Annamara Perkins. Thea is the recipient of the 2023 La Prairie Art Award. And as part of the award, we'll head to Switzerland to attend the Art Basel International Art Fair in June. If you'd like to see her work in the flesh, it will enter the Art Gallery of New South Wales collection and be on display in the South Building until the 19th of March, before becoming part of the free exhibition The National Four, Australian Art Now, until Sunday, 23rd of July.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.